Hold Eternity at 6:30. If the weather allows, we'll be outside there on 3rd Street where there's trees and little stone benches. So hopefully the weather will allow us to do that this year. Anything else to be shared? All right, let's enjoy a little more music. Of God. We confess to you all our sins. Our burden is heavy, and we cannot free ourselves. In your mercy, call us back to you. Your yoke is easy, and your burden is light. Restore us to dwell in your peace. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary, and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, your sins are forgiven. Rest in God's love. Amen. Amen.
Holy Spirit be with you.
And also with you.
Reading is taken from Zechariah chapter 9, verses 9 through 12. The coming Messiah King will inaugurate an era of disarmament and prosperity. Because of God's covenant with Israel, the people are designated as prisoners of hope. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble, and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off. And he shall command peace to the nations, His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare I will restore you double. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's read Psalm 145 responsively. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
Lord, you are good to all, and your compassion
is over all your works.
All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your faithful ones shall bless you.
They shall tell the glory of your kingdom, and speak of your power,
that all people may know your power and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all ages. You, Lord, are faithful in all your words, and loving in all your works.
The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up those who are bowed down. The second reading is taken from Romans chapter 7, verses 15 through 25. Life captive to sin is a catch-22 existence in which we know good but do not do it and do things we know to be wrong. Through Jesus Christ, God has set us free from such a futile existence. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. If I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that the good does not dwell in me, that is, in my flesh. For the desire to do the good lies close at hand, but not the ability. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of the God in my inmost self. But I see my members, another law, at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched person that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn. For John came he by eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, the friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of our Lord. About his struggle. Paul said, I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Sometimes the burdens we carry are the result of choices we have made and regrets we have. We carry the burden of things said or done, or left unsaid or left undone. At other times, the burdens we carry are choices others have made, and we are impacted by the things others have said and done, or not said and not done. And yet, other times, we struggle with the things that come our way as part of life's journey, and we don't know how they came to be. We can grow weary due to illness that we live with ourselves, or illness of a loved one who is struggling. We can feel very weary after the death of a loved one or a close friend, and we so miss their company. We all carry heavy burdens at times, and it can indeed feel quite overwhelming. Jesus himself knew times when he felt weary. I believe Jesus felt weary when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane and prepared to sacrifice his life on the cross. I believe Jesus felt weary when he went to see his friends whom he had asked to pray for him, and they could not stay awake but were asleep when he came. I believe Jesus felt weary when he was hanging on the cross, having been beaten badly, bleeding, thirsty, struggling to breathe, dying. I believe Jesus knows what it's like to feel weary. In today's gospel reading, Jesus sounds a little weary to me too. Apparently, people were complaining about the ministry of John the Baptist and of Jesus' ministry as well. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. And yet, in the midst of his own weariness, Jesus turns to his friends, and I believe to us as well, and says, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and I will give you rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. A yoke is typically made out of wood and is put on the shoulders of two oxen to pull the plow together to work a field. The yoke allows them to work together in perfect harmony and pull the load so it is much lighter compared to one person or animal pulling the load alone. A modern day image for this kind of working together is a double kayak of people kayaking together, or perhaps a double rowboat where people row together. It's teamwork at its best. And God is inviting us into teamwork with God. Jesus offers to help us carry our load. And as siblings in Christ, we are invited to support one another. We are called to be God's hands and feet and to help one another carry our load. You do that when you pray for one another, when you ask how someone is doing, or send a card, and in so many other ways. Let us turn to God in silence and in our loud prayer to receive the gift of God's presence and God's wisdom. And let us support one another, so we may work together to face the challenges that come to us along the journey of life. May God be among us and bring us closer to you as the body of Christ.